We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Gimel. Ve'ikar churban beis hamikdosh ve'golos Yisrael me'atzom hu'bechinas pegam ho'eitzo shenech lekol shnayim shebo al-yedei pegam me'unas chachom kanal. When we talk about the tragedy of the destruction of the beis hamikdosh, or the Jewish people being in exile from their land, Rav Nosson Zal says the main problem, the main tragedy, the main suffering, the main effects of the Churban Beis Hamikdash and Golos is the fact that we don't have the right Eitzah, that we have split decision, we don't know how to decide properly, which is a result of Pegam Emunas Chachomim. Shaydeze Megarshin Yisrael Me'atzim Kemashikosvashom. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 61 in Likutei Moharan that when there's Pegam Emunas Chachomim, that's what results in Bnei Yisrael being driven out of their land. And if we're in Golus, if we're out of our land, then we don't have the ability to sweeten the judgments of Hashem by connecting with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And that's what resulted in the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. This Pegam Emunas Chachomim. And this is why the rabbis established these four fasts over this. In order, so that by fasting, we correct the problem of those foul vapors, shehem moisroi suachila, which are a result of the excesses in eating, pegam and achila, sheoile lamoyach, which go up to the brain, shebo al yidei pegam emunas chachamim, which Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moharan, that's the result when there's a deficiency or a defectiveness in emunas chachamim. When that happens, then the eating isn't a proper eating, and the vapors from the food go up to the brain and they harm the brain. So that one of the tikkunim for this is simply not eating, fasting. Now, paragraph Dalit. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha-sholosh tzoros she'iru b'teves, she'oz ha-scholas churban beis hamikdosh. With this, we could understand the three major tragedies that occurred in the month of Teves, which was the beginning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. K'may Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, K'sov lecho es etzem hayoyim hazeh, write down for yourself this day, V'heim nizkorim baslichos shel asora b'teves. The three tragedies are mentioned in the slichos that we say on asora b'teves. Number one, shenichtevo ha-toyri yivonis, the fact that the Torah was translated into Greek, Umeis Ezra HaSofer, and the great tzaddik Ezra HaSofer died, Ve'oz Somach Melech Bovel, and that's when the king of Bovel laid siege on the city of Yerushalayim, Shehu HaScholas HaChurban, which was the beginning of the end, the beginning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki kol elu hatzorois tluyim zebozeh, because these three issues are very much connected to and related to each other, based on what Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moharan. Ki nichtevo ha-toyri yevonis, the fact that the Torah was written over in Greek, ze ikar b'chinas pegam ksav yodenu v'nois nentoikev l'ksav shelohem. This is the essence of what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that when our writings become defective, they lose their strength, and the power is given over to the writings of the Goyim. Once things got to a point where the Torah was written over in their writing. So that's the tragedy, that's one tragedy. V'zeh b'chinas shemeis Ezra ha-sofer shehu ha-sofer horishoin she'osak b'yoyser l'sakin k'sivas ha-Torah koroi. And this is also very much connected to the passing away of Ezra ha-sofer, who was the first sofer who was involved in editing and seeing to it that the Sefer Torah should be perfect. The k'sav of the Sefer Torah should be perfect. V'alkein tzoras misosoi hu shaychel tzoras k'sivas ha-Torah b'kisveim. And therefore, our suffering and the fact that this tzaddik, this specific tzaddik, passed away is very much connected to our suffering regarding having the Torah being written over in their writing, in their language. Shehu haphepech me'atikun she'ose Ezra Sofer, which is the opposite of the tikkun which Ezra Sofer was making, al yidei shehayo oisik liyos sofer, the fact that he was a real outstanding sofer, v'koisev biksoveinu kedinoi, and he wrote in our language, in our way, according to all the laws, v'himshich shleimus ksivas sifrei Torah bo'olam, and he established a foundation for writing sifrei Torah on the highest level, you know, to perfection. So though we see how these two items are very much connected, V'alkein oz hischel achorban, and now we can understand why once these two tragedies happen, that's why the Churban Beis Hamikdash is also associated with them. Ki ikra churban al yidei ze, al yidei pgam emunas chachomim. The main churban comes about when there's a deficiency in emunas chachomim. Shayidei ze nifgam ksav yodenu, which results in our writings becoming defective. Umegarshin me'eretz Yisrael, and we're evicted from Eretz Yisrael. V'nechleko eitza, and our decisions become split. We don't have the ability to make decisions correctly. V'oz ein shleimus la'Torah, and then the Torah loses its shleimus in a sense. Al yidei shepoigmim b'sforim amitim shel Torah sein haKdosha, through the fact that we harm the true sforim of our Torah. Shayidei ze ein yecholim lahamshech ha'hamtoka mikodesh haKadoshim, which blocks us. The Torah is the conduit through which we're able to access the highest levels, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if we mess up in the Torah, then we have no way of being able to access the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be able to draw a Hamtoka from there. Ayin Shom, study Torah Samach Aleph in Likut Emran, v'tire eich kol zeh kosher zeh bozeh. You'll see how these points that we're making here are all perfectly connected to each other. Paragraph Hey. V'ze b'chinas machloikes hashvotim im Yosef, shegoram hagolus v'achurban. This is also tied into the machloikes between the tribe, the other brothers, and Yosef HaTzadik, which is what caused the exile and the destruction of the Beis Mikdash. Ki Yosef hu b'chinas hatzadik o'emes. Yosef HaTzadik represents the true tzadik. V'hashvotim afal pi shem kulam kedoshim afal pi kein kofatz hasoton b'neihem v'hitoisom be'etzois rois koela limkeres Yosef HaTzadik. And the brothers, even though they were great tzadikim and they were all holy, despite that, the Yetzirah jumped among them and he caused them, he fouled up their thinking and he caused them to come up with bad ideas, mistaken ideas, to go ahead and sell Yosef HaTzadik into slavery. Kigam tzadikim gedoilim tzrichim lishmor atzmo moid, because great tzadikim also have to watch themselves very carefully. Ulavakesh mi'Hashem yisborach moid lehinotzel me'etzois nevorois, and to beg Hashem to save them, to protect them from the wrong kind of advice, from messed up advice. Befrat be'inyan machloikis, especially when it comes to the topic of machloikis, getting into fights with other Jews, chas v'shalom, sheshom ikar hisgabrus hasoton, that's where the Yetzer Hara works hardest. Shemachnis svorois b'lev hatzadikim, he injects ideas into the hearts of tzadikim, ad shenid melohem shein tzrichim lirdoif es hatzadik o'emes ad l'chayov, to the point where they come up with this thing that they think it's a mitzvah to go after the true tzaddik, mamish, to the point of wanting to kill him. V'hakol nimshach me'atzas hanochos shehites odom rishoin v'tes kayim. And this all stems from the advice of the snake who caused Odom Rishon to make a mistake and who caused Kayin to make a mistake. Shehoya b'tchilo godol b'mayla ma'oid kemuvan b'kisvi Arizal. Because the Arizal tells us that even Kayin was at first on a very high level. He was the Bechor. He was on a higher level than Hevel. Vehitoisoi be'etzois rois lahareges hevel. And the Yetzirah caused Cain to mistakenly go ahead and kill, murder hevel. V'cheinu b'chol ha'machloikis. And the same thing is true regarding all the machloikis that we have in Klal Yisrael. Bifrat ha'machloikis shebein all machloikis, period, Rav Nosson Zell says. Bifrat ha'machloikis shebein ha'tzadikim. Especially the machloikis among the tzadikim. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk says there, when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef ha'tzadik to go see what his brothers were doing, it says, Vayishlochehu me'emek. The word emek means that Yaakov Avinu sent him, me'emek, from the deep, from the depth. V'dorsh razal me'etzo amuko shel ha'tzadik ha'kovur b'chevron. That this stemmed from the deep etza of the tzaddik who is buried in Chevron. Ki ato moroim li'olam Hashem. Because the Pasuk says, you Hashem are very great. V'yodo yal ho'elyoino tomid. And Hashem always wins. Hashem always comes out on top. V'yafal pi shemosar ha'bechira l'odom. And despite the fact that Hashem has given people free choice, v'yalkein ha'hechrech la'zoi v'sodom shivcho le'etzek retzoinoi, and therefore kaviyochel Hashem must allow the human being to choose what he wants to do, to choose his etzer the way he wants, afal pikein Hashem yisporach goimer tomid kirtzoinoi. However, still, Hashem will always see to it that things will end up the way Hashem wants it to end up. V'ayin mizeh b'mokom achar, look in other places where we discuss this. Ki atzas Hashem lo'olam tamoid. The advice of Hashem will always be established. Uchsiv, and as the Pasuk says, ki Hashem tzevokos yo'atz umi yofer. Hashem has given his opinion, his decision, and who's going to nullify it? Who's going to override it? Paragraph of V'yalkein kishenizvadu im Yosef lo yhoyev shele Yosef lachzor lechatz uleschaber imohem ad sheheviu es binyamin. And this is why later on, when the brothers were finally rejoined with Yosef HaTzadik in Egypt, when they met up with him in Egypt, he wasn't able to really connect with them until they brought Binyamin with them in a second trip. Ki Binyamin hu ikar bechinas tikun ho eitzo shleimo hamitis, because Binyamin is the one who symbolizes, who represents the true perfection of eitzo. Ki rak hu noilad beretz Yisrael, because out of all the sons of Yaakov Avinu, he was the only one who was born in Eretz Yisrael, sheshom habeis hamikdash, which is the site of the Beis Hamikdash, sheshom ikar hu eitzo, which is the place from which we're able to draw true, proper Eitzah. V'yalkei nikra Binyamin, that's why he's called Binyamin ben Yamin, the son of the right side. Bechinas Eitzoy Samitios. This is the concept of true advice. Proper advice comes from the right side. Shehein Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, I believe in Mishlei or Kohelis, in Mishlei I think, Leiv Chocham Liyaminoi, that an intelligent person favors the right side of his heart. He listens to his Yetzer Toiv, which is centered in the right side of the heart. Hefech Eitzes Nevorois, which is the opposite of bad advice, wrong advice, Shehem Bechinas Leiv Ksil Lismoiloi, as the Pasuk says that the heart of a fool favors the left side of his heart. He listens to his Yetzahara. He follows his advice. Ki yud beiz hashvotim heim b'china shleimus klolius o eitzo akdoisha, shehu klal kol hatoiro shnik reitzom. Because the 12 shvotim, these 12 tribes, actually symbolize the totality of eitzo toiva, the total toira. They represent the entire toira, which is called eitzo. Ki heim hamito shleimo shehem et Yaakov Avinu. They are the complete bed that Yaakov Avinu established. Shemehem yotzu kol zera Yisrael. From them comes forth the entire Jewish nation. Shekiblos haTorah b'Har Sinai, who received the Torah on Har Sinai. Shehu ikar ho'etzah shleimo kanal, which is the essence of the right advice, the Torah. כי יוד בייס שבותם הם בחינס יוד בייס אבני יעקב שנכללו כולם באבן אחס, המובשם בתוירן על עין שום. Because the 12 tribes represent the 12 stones which Yaakov Inu gathered, which he wanted to put his head on, and then all of them merged together into one stone, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there also in Torah Samach Aleph and Likutei Moran, shezeo bechinas ma shenichlolim be'even shesia bechinas kodesh hakadoshim shezoichen aydei emunas chachamim. This is the concept of all the Jews plugging into the stone, the rock, the even shesia, which was in the kodesh hakadoshim, which were zeichet to when our emunas chachamim is b'shleimus. When Emunas Chacham is b'shleimus, then we're able to connect with the Even Shesia. Shayidei ze nisrabin hasforim hamitim shel haTorah Kedusha. And when there is the proper Emunas Chachamim, then there are many new sforim introduced to Klal Yisrael. Shekol zeu b'chinas shleimus so eitza amitiyus. This is all the concept of clarifying the proper eitza and developing it further and further. Kemuvan Shom Kol Ze, as all of this is explained over there in Torah Samach Aleph, Ayin Shom, look over there. V'yalkein his dares Yaakov Mo'oi Tekev Kishinoi Lad Yosef Levroyach Milovon Kedei Shelo Yiyah Nishlam Chas V'Shalom Yitos Yaakdoi Shebechutz Loretz Kemoi Shekosu B'Zohar HaKodesh. This is why the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that as soon as Yosef HaTzadik was born, Yaakov Avinu was in a major rush, a hurry, to leave Lavan and to run to get to Eretz Yisrael, so that his children should not all be born in Chutz Loretz, so that he should make sure that his final son, Binyamin, would be zeicher to be born in Eretz Yisrael, so that his bed would not be finished and completed in Chutz Loretz. Hainu Kanal, this is based on what we're saying here. Ki shleimus mitosoi, hi shleimus ho eitzak doisho, shenishlim alidei Binyamin. The shleimus, the concept of shleimus or eitza being zeichet to completion of eitza, completion of the Torah, which was dependent on the 12 tribes, was completed through Binyamin. Shehahechrech shetiyeh nishlemes b'Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it was so critical for it to be completed in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom habeis hamikdosh v'kodesh kadoshim. In Eretz Yisrael, we have the beis hamikdosh, the kodesh kadoshim. Sheshom ikaru ha'etzah shleima. And the beis hamikdosh, the kodesh kadoshim, that's where we draw the pure advice, the right kind of advice from. And we know that the Gemara tells us, ha'koil ho'elech achar achitum. It all depends on that last move. So by Binyamin being born in Eretz Yisrael, that was Mesakein all the 12 sons. That made it that Klal Yisrael was completed. The foundation stones of Klal Yisrael were completed in Eretz Yisrael.